Okay. Mr. Lawson, Administrator's report.
Yes.
Mr. Medlars, you're next. Thank staff. Thank you.
All right, Administrator's report for May 16, 2017. Item number one, Delaware State Police Activity Report. The Delaware State Police Activity Report for March 2017 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrest. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 193 troopers assigned for Sussex County for the month of March. Item two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Coastal Club Land Bay 3, Phase A1, received substantial completion effective May 10th. Item number three, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission will host the next workshop on the Comprehensive Land Use Plan on Monday, May 22nd, 2017. The workshop will focus on the transportation element of the comp plan and will feature presentations from Delaware Department of Transportation staff and Secretary Jennifer Cohen. The workshop begins at 9 a.m. and will take place in the County Council Chambers located on the Circle in Georgetown. The agenda is attached and the public comment will be taken at the beginning and the end of the meeting. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlars, come on down. Biosolids Agreement, City of Seaford.
Good morning, Mr. President and council members. We are following right in the footsteps of the budget ordinance. And we are referring back to the item you saw for the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility, where you had previously approved last year the moving forward with a design for a regional facility which could serve all of Sussex County. So we have secured some of the partners, and let me just sort of like circle back. Internal between the administration, the engineering department, and the city of Rehoboth, we were able to streamline the city of Rehoboth / Dewey design. So they integrated in their design a transfer facility which moves the Rehoboth / Dewey waste to our regional facility. That will come before you in an integral agreement for wastewater services and biosolid services to be seen in the very near future. The ones before you today are the ones with our new partners. First one up was, I think the first one we have is the City of Seaford. City of Seaford is in the process of updating their wastewater facility. They have a large wastewater facility project, which potentially could include our Western Sussex solution, but they have decided they'd like to join our biosolid solution in the regional facility. We've already communicated that idea with our engineers. Everybody's working towards the facility of the transfer, and i.e. the City of Seaford will accommodate the pickup on their end. We facilitate the drop-off and the storage and the processing on our end. So the city has reviewed it. We have some representatives of the city actually in the audience. And the agreement has been prepared by the council and myself and has been reviewed by the council for the city as well as the council of the Board of Public Works. So the city's agreement and the Board of Public Works agreement are almost identical with some very small minute details which have to deal with distances to the wastewater treatment plant and they deal with the fact that the City of Seaford has a slightly different processing of their initial sludge, the Class B / primary sludge, as the Board of Public Works has. These two small differences are reflected, otherwise the agreements you see attached are identical in their nature. So you initiate the process, you authorized us to proceed with this regional design, and now to the key thing, the more customers we have, the more year round the facility runs, the better the staffing, the better the economy of scale, and the better we are off and the better our partners are off.
You have a motion, sir?
We do have a motion for you, and that is for the Seaford one.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find the back end. Now, Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that council approve the biosolids handling agreement with the City of Seaford as presented.
CT.
So moved. Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We'll also recognize Councilman Mulvaney from the City of Seaford who's here, and Burley Muir, Director of Public Works. Thank you for attending. I'm sure it was interesting. Mr. Medlar, you're next.
As I said, the Lewis Board of Public Works has these two caveats, which are slightly different, obviously distance, and the process, how they produce their biosolids, the Class B biosolids. Other than that, the agreement is the same. The only difference in the administrative side, the City of Seaford Council would like to see the approved agreement so they know that they're voting on no more changes. The Lewis Board of Public Works has already considered it as presented, and with the president's signature, if approved, the Lewis Board of Public Works agreement would become effective. Other than that, no change.
You have a motion?
We do have a motion. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that council approve the biosolids handling agreement with the Lewis Board of Public Works as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make one.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir, Piney Neck land lease renewal.
Piney Neck land lease is expiring in a few days, so we are coming right at the right time, trying to get the council to approve the new lease. The existing lease was structured in two different pieces. We own some land, which the farmer, Mr. Davidson and his wife, are both farming, and they own some land which they allow us to spray on, and they have actually provided some improvements. So what you saw in the budget, additional improvements on the Davidson's properties. We obviously need to expand our lease on the Davidson's properties. So what council, that's the one with S, and the engineering department have combined the two leases into one. So now it's a comprehensive lease for us to spray and for them to farm and for us to lease and for us to spray on their land. So there was a compensation now involved for the Davidson land, which is now tied, which is very effectively tied, to actual land leases paid as tracked by the Department of Agriculture. So we have that attached to you. And there's a very reasonable escalation associated with it over the 20-year period. Back and forth, we actually went back and forth a few times. There's some difficulties in, you know, ensuring these kind of activities. We have all the input. And the Davidsons have executed it, and our council has executed the lease, awaiting your approval.
You have a motion?
We do have a motion for the Davidsons. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve the 20-year lease agreement with, Norman and Benita Davidson, associated with the Piney Neck Regional Wastewater Facility.
Pleasure, Council.
Please correct me, the 25-year lease.
25-year
lease, okay. Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second,
Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And last, sir?
Last of my sole presentations is the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility Administration Building Repairs. I gave you a little bit of history of how this all unfolded. Let's call it deficiencies in the building design and construction, which created some moisture issues over the years, which escalated to the point that the leaks generated mold issues, which actually triggered the vacating of the building, triggered cleanup issues, drywall removal, buildings, wall removals at the interior. It was a whole tale of events which led to us, to our staff, the environmental services staff, now operating out of one of the garages. Obviously an undesirable situation, but as you can imagine, not an easy procurement task to get to, because trying to avoid having to hire an architect and drawing up detailed plans and specifications We, the engineering department, developed a scope of work. This scope of work was right there at the cusp of the policy where we would actually require advertisement. In close cooperation with the finance director, Ms. Jennings, we still solicited three prices with the understanding, with we're hoping, which we did, that the base scope proposal would come in under $50,000. However, we do have a recommendation for an additional consideration on the time and material basis. But let's just take it one step at a time.
You have a motion?
I do.
I need your motion.
Mr. Banta.
I guess we'll jump into that.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Being moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility Administration Building remediation and repair requests for proposals be awarded to Willow Construction of Eastern Maryland at the base bid amount of $48,900 for the base scope and an alternate amount not to exceed $7,000 for the ceiling of the exterior walls.
Make a motion, we accept.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Great job. Thank you, sir.
Okay, and now the next
now one. Now you got Joe Wright coming down with you.
Yes, Mr. Wright will step up. And the reason we're both involved in this because Mr. Wright is obviously the person who deals with the contractors on a first-hand basis. This was a complex issue.
Well, that's why he's here. It was complex.
Yes. There you go.
If it wasn't complex, you wouldn't have needed him.
No. Always need him. Okay. For his expertise. However, he'll take you through the steps, and we'll both be ready to answer your question.
All right, good morning, Council.
Morning, sir.
So this item involves some disputes and a resolution suggested here for our contract 15-08A, which is the connection from pump station 210 to Inland Bays. Project's nearly finished. Project was initially advertised back in the fall of 2015. If you may recall, we did not award the initial bids due to some problems. We rebid it. We got the project awarded near the very end of 2015 with Allen Myers, and that's who the contractor is at this point. The bids that we received were approximately $4 million. The second and third lowest bids were about $1.1 million and $2.2 million higher than our low bid. So the price was substantially low. We realized that at the time. I'll provide this information as some background to indicate how the contractor did not have any additional room within their bids, within their low bids, to accept scope changes or any items which they did not feel were clearly represented in the bid documents. So there were three contractual areas of dispute, one involving groundwater, one involving unsuitable trench backfill material, and one involving utility conflicts. The groundwater elevation issue was mostly in the vicinity of the inland bays, where the contractor felt that the material and the subsurface was substantially wetter than what he had envisioned and what he felt the contract documents represented. He had a request of approximately $130,000. We have a suggested settlement in this area of about $97,000. There's no debate or a disagreement that the contingency materials here for the $97,000 were incorporated into the work or that they, in fact, provided benefit to the county. The unsuitable trench backfill is a question that the material was specified to be high-quality Type C material for all backfill. Unfortunately, the material that we encountered did not meet the quality criteria, and it prevented reuse of the existing material despite efforts to dry it. It was clay materials, things like that. So a lot more Type C material was used. There's about $100,000 involved with this item. We did pay for a substantial amount of Type C that was utilized at a certain point on the contract going forward. This first portion, though, was a portion in the beginning of the contract we couldn't agree on exactly to what extent the contractor had to work or rework the material there versus importing new Type C material. And the third area had to do with utility conflicts. During the design phase, efforts were made to obtain the best information available from all the utility companies out there. The plans reflected that information, primarily involved Verizon, MediaCom, and to some extent, Delmarva Power. Additional information was verified through our design team to determine the exact depths, the exact locations. Nonetheless, when we got into construction, there were still many more utility lines than we could ever discover during the course of the design. So the contractor made efforts to use a second crew to go in advance to move the lines out of the way. And nonetheless, they experienced varying degrees of, let's call it unproductivity with installing the line at the pricing bid. So there's involved with this item is approximately just under $200,000 that deals with all the different aspects of lack of productivity. The contractor had requested nearly $500,000 on this item. So we've been negotiating on this contract for months as the work continued, thankfully. We do not have the luxury of time to stop this job and do something different. This is the critical link that links Pump Station 210 to Inland Bays and ties into the two previously completed projects. So we agreed we'll continue to work, we'll monitor cost, and basically the contractor reached to the point where he wanted to either go to mediation or to come to reach to a settlement, and they were willing to come to this figure, which is using the existing contract contingency items that are in the budget, $400,220. Basically, the dollars for this are built into this contract and through contingency. So even with this payment, we're still expecting we're going to finish within the budget again, which was $2 million less than our engineer's estimate, and at least $1 million less to our next closest bidder.
And within the price awarded by the council.
Correct. Correct. So with this, our recommendation sign this agreement, council to sign this agreement. We believe it'll save us an extensive amount of legal costs, expert witnesses, additional engineering costs, and we believe that basically it's a fair and reasonable amount based on, again, all the negotiating we've had back and forth for months and sure. All the more specific technical issues.
Sure.
Why is legal cost involved in this?
I'm sorry?
So why is legal cost involved in this?
If I may address it, Councilman. The contingency items which we had in the contract and
yes,
we envisioned certain things. For example, we have substantial quantities of backfill material if we encounter unsuitable backfill. So that particular one, the negotiations, like Mr. Wright says, we initially take a very hard line and say, try to dry out the material, try to spread it out.
I got it.
So it gets worked. We eventually reached the point where the contractor said, I'm going to stop working if you force me to continue to rework this material. So Mr. Wright came to me, we discussed it, and we said we have to authorize to move forward the use of select backfill to be imported. That's the biggest ticket item. Now, when it comes to utility interference, you know, when we encounter more cables than we're even envisioning, some of them abandoned, which are no longer even marked by the utility companies, but the contractor exposing them. They don't know whether these are live lines or whether these are abandoned lines. So we were trying to say, bring a second crew on. It was actually our suggestion to bring the second crew on, which does nothing but go ahead of the actual production crew and say, we're exploring the lines and if possible, moving them over. As you can imagine, the bid did not envision to have a advanced crew moving lines over, but we did have in the bid the anticipation of a productivity loss. That's an item which I would consider subjective. Mr. Wright, carefully working with the contractor, tried to evaluate the actual objective loss of productivity. So by having a second crew, we actually had a better handle on it, because now we know they had that type of equipment, these type of men working for these hours. That really allowed us to hone in on that one. So that was really somewhat easier to deal with. The third one, Councilman, is, you remember we take borings every so many feet before we bid out the project. We had a number of borings. He and I looked at them many times. We showed water at a certain level. The time of the year they start, the boring distances in between. There was a reason to believe that, yes, he could have reasonably expected a slightly drier working condition than what was reflected. So that is probably item number one, is the item which is probably the hardest one, wouldn't you say, Joe, to come to terms with? And we felt, because they offered such a discount, it was a reasonable offer.
Right, and all the materials were incorporated there. We have tickets for it. It's not that this is a number drawn out of the air. It's sure. The amount of materials that were incorporated.
Sure. I understand that you're talking about the work table and all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm sure you looked out for our best interest. No question about that. And it is under engineering's estimate, under the next highest bidder by a bunch. So it's. Do you have a motion? Then we'll see.
I just want to ask.
Let's get a motion for a simple.
Right. That's fine. Just clarification.
We do have a motion, Mr. President. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the claim settlement agreement with Al Myers, Maryland, Incorporated of Falston, Maryland, in the amount of $400,020 for issues that arose during construction of Project 15-08A, Pump Station 210, Force Main to Inland Base.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Arlett. Question, Mr. Cole.
No, just tell me how this all works. The negotiating part. Who negotiates for the county?
Mostly myself.
Okay.
Now, in conjunction with our engineer who prepared the documents.
Okay. Who negotiates for the contractor? Who are the people?
Their lead person would be their lead project manager assigned to the project, but also in consultation with their vice president of the entire company and their attorneys.
Okay, so they're sitting there with their attorneys and those people.
Just like Mr. Wright said, he is working with the two technical people. We are drawing up the document with our assistant county attorney. They're reviewing it with their counsel.
Yeah, probably don't want to mislead. An attorney's not sitting there arguing with us who are not attorneys. Their attorney, along with our attorney, are looking over the legalese, the language of exactly what does it say and the interpretations.
Yeah, I mean, you're an engineer. You're not really a negotiator, right? And I'm just wondering sometimes is the playing field, how even is the playing field when we negotiate, when government negotiates against the private sector? And I've just always curious about how that works, and if it did go to a mediator, would it have been that somebody court appointed would be a mediator who was?
You would mutually agree on
it.
Someone
never did get to a mediator.
Did not go to that.
It did, but that would have been you would have mutually
next
agreed.
Step. Yes. The next step.
Okay.
And then ultimately to court if you couldn't agree on a binding agreement.
Mr. Cole, Councilman Cole. We have the great luxury to have Mr. Wright, who has many years of DLDOT construction contract negotiation experience. So we were probably in the advantage when it came to years of experience.
Well, I didn't want them to be disadvantaged. That's what I was trying to find out. I'm worried about the contract. I've always been concerned about when we as a county, no matter what it is, where we negotiate with the private sector, I'm just wondering what the players are and if there is a process for that, or do we have any policy within the county? And Todd, I don't know if someday you can think about it. If we, as we negotiate different things, who's doing the negotiating? Negotiating is somewhat of a skill.
I think the best mediator is those that knows exactly what you're doing. And for Harry Lawyer, if he don't know what's going on, he don't know about it anyway.
Thank you, Sam.
Any more questions of Council?
I think, Mr. President, Councilor Cole would be just concerned that our staff would be dealing with somebody just like him on the other side. Which is a compliment, because I think I would consider you probably a very good negotiator in the private sector.
Is he pointing at me when he does that?
There's a question about that.
I think it's an observation and a compliment to you, I think. So I think the reality is you would be concerned that they would have to deal with somebody like you on the other side.
I'm just curious.
Just an observation.
I've never sat in on a
negotiation. Are you saying George knows a whole lot about this topsoil workout?
No, I said negotiation.
Negotiation.
I said negotiation.
I know nothing.
Any more questions of Council?
You guys got familiar with what's going on a little bit.
It's like Sergeant Short.
Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Orlando.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for negotiating for us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Jennings, grant request.